Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Is it mom? I'm chewing gum actually. My mom hates that sound, like when I chewing gum and you're getting some cuss. She doesn't like it at all. So let me take that out. Anyway guys, welcome back to another episode of Music Super Tired Nigerian Girl. I hope you guys have been good this week, and even last week I wasn't able to post on Monday. Honestly, this week I completely forgot until it was Monday and I hadn't recorded anything because I spent the weekend obsessing over what's the name of this Chimamanda Garrick's A Broken People's Playlist. Let me tell you guys, it took me everything to upload that episode. Like, God, I suffered. Let's not even get into the fact that there's no light. Like, our light was shit for a while. Today is the first time we even had like decent electricity, and it's scaring me because like why? That's what I feel like Nigeria just messes up with you, because like I'm complaining about how we don't used to have lights, how we don't have lights, and now we have lights, and it's giving me a bit of like suspicion because why do we have lights like this? Like today, if I accumulate, like total the hours or like the amount of time we didn't have lights, we probably didn't have light for like 10 minutes throughout the day. Now originally we're not part of an A people, but like we've really got to complain a lot. Like my sister, she really carried it on her shoulder. She went to complain a lot, and like I'm sure we're not the only people that have gone to talk to them at the power holder's office, so maybe that's why there is light who can offer them. Because the lights that you are giving is really giving suspicion. But anyway, I'm sure I'm not holding my breath. So we have lights now. So I know what's happening tomorrow. Anywho, so yeah, on one hand, we've been fighting with that. God, it was hell. Like, we used to have lights for like 6 hours a day. So they had this weird pattern. It was like we had lights from 3 to 5 a.m. Then as soon as like 3 to 5:30 or before then, I used to pay to time, because as soon as like the karma is being where's my brain slow today? Yeah, I used the prayer time to gauge, because like 5:30 they off the light, so we don't get light again until around 2. So they give us light from like 2 p.m. to like 4. They take that and they bring it around 9 at night to 11. Then they take that. So literally that was the stupid schedule that we are on. But now we have light, so I don't know my cotton sheet. Anyways, not on the side, what else happened this week? Okay, so I've been writing this academic paper, and can I just talk about how like I feel dumb? I feel like first of all, I had the most tumultuous like finals ever, even when I was in uni, because I feel like it really scarred me more than I thought. Like reading and everything, there was something in my brain that like flicked off during my finals. I was also juggling work at the time and my chronic illness every other day. And I remember when I had my finals, I told my dad that, guy, I don't want to do law school right after. And he was like, you just be together, because after these finals, like the next step is law school. Talking about the next step, can I just talk about how like I find it really annoying that the Nigerian system, not necessarily the Nigerian system, but there's this thing in Nigeria where we kind of follow a we kind of follow a like blueprint. I don't know if I'm the only one, but you hear somebody saying, or like a friend somewhere most likely saying, okay, like if you're a girl, for example, okay, so you've done secondary school, you don't like primary school, secondary school, you went to uni, like that's the next step for them. It's like primary school, secondary school, next step has to be like, okay, she NYSC uni, then NYSC, what is she NYSC, don't call her marry, like it's just the next step, and that pisses me off. But anywho, so for me, I really didn't want to do like law school immediately. I feel like I became quite like, my brain fried. I literally had like a brain burn. You know, people say don't burn out. I burnt out, like I burnt to a crisp reading for finals. And right after, like I even tried to delay the thing. I refused to come back to Nigeria. I refused to come back to Nigeria. I was there, like I had a job at the time, so I was doing that. And I feel like after uni was like the beginning of the fun times. Like I met like really cool people, and it was nice to know that uni was not on my head. I feel like after the whole uni, like after graduation, not having that pressure of uni made everything fun, if that makes sense. So yeah, that was when I started having fun and whatnot, and I had a job, like I was staying with a friend, things were cool, like things were lit. But then my dad had to drag me back. Anyways, I'm saying all of that just to say, like, I felt really burnt out. In law school, I was like struggling, like I would cry. It wasn't entering my head, because I was like burnt out for me. And law school was like immediately after uni. So graduation was like in July. Graduation was like in July, August. By September, you have to be back in law school. And I think I even dragged it. I didn't come back on time. Because I didn't want to come back. It was not in my own plan. I was depressed into doing law school, honestly. So I came back like October. I knew that classes had already started. Classes already started. In fact, the assigned like posters, two of them were already filled up. Anyways, I started on my birthday. I never forget, 25th of August of that year. And that was it. So all that to say, like, I really feel burnt out. And after that, there was a time, like, not after, right after, but like, after law school, time passed, I went to business school. I still had to read. And then, I didn't have to read as much. And then I had, my head. You see, this is the thing. I feel like it's either this is symptoms from my chronic illness, or this brain fog thing is the residual, like, burnt out from uni. So anyways, I don't forget what I was trying to say, but yeah, the burnout is like really hard. Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, there was this time where I was working for this company, and basically I was like writing articles, and like I had this writing gig. I was writing articles and writing like academic work, and I was like, okay, my brain is still smartish. But now I feel quite dumb, because I really wanted to write this academic work. It's an analytical, like, write-up. It has to do with the Nigerian legal system, and basically, like, being, like, a critical... Ooh! Oops. I'm definitely not removing that. You guys need to know the struggle. Anyways, I'm basically writing... Is it me or the audio actually became better? But anyways, it's this academic work. I'm basically doing a like critical analysis of an act, a recent act, and I find some public interest kind of like analysis thing. Like I have to like analyze like public interest over like I'm trying to be cryptic. I don't want to say what it is yet, but it's basically, you just need to know that it's a legal write-up. It's a critical analysis of an act. And I was supposed to do like 7,000 words. That was my goal. And I'm stuck on 8,000 something. I mean, it's due on the 30th. A girl is a procrastinator. But still, I feel quite dumb. Like my brain, I know what I want to write. I know the arguments I have. I've done like several drafts. In as much as I'm a procrastinator, I am not I will plan everything. So like I have like headings, I have what I want to write, I have angles, I already have like copy and contrast with a US law that I already have. Like I have everything, like this counter framework of what I want to write. It's just that the more I write, I just feel like I don't know what I'm talking about. I feel quite dumb. And me personally, I've had this feeling since post uni. I feel like post uni, after NYSC, like I felt the dumbest of my life. Like I felt like everything in my brain, I gave everything to uni. I had like 20% left and I gave 18% to law school. Honestly, this is me being very like honest. I'm surprised. I'm not gonna lie. For law school, I know that I read I read bastard. I read for that law school because I was like, I don't care what I come out with, as long as I come out of this jungle and I don't go back, I'm good as far as like. But I was surprised. I'm actually surprised, alhamdulillah, because I can't even imagine writing that shit again. But anyways, now I'm feeling quite dumb. So I think I'm at the point, if I'm able to successfully finish this article, I really, really, really want to finish the article because, first of all, this is an act that was enacted 2022-2023. So it's kind of still a hot topic and it's going to like gather, like it's something to ponder about. And I don't know, I don't see articles challenging the aspect I am challenging. I feel like people are lost in the sort of it being a public interest, positive public interest, like for public interest. They are not seeing a bigger picture, like loop, like the floodgates argument and whatnot. I feel like I'm not definitely not the only one, but I haven't seen many articles like challenging it. It's very hard to even find like material. That's why I had to like go to the US, like laws and whatnot, to do a compare and contrast, since Nigeria is very good at, it's known that we kind of borrow legislation, we borrow like laws, or not, let me not say borrow, but like we are heavily influenced by international law. But I feel so done. But definitely if I'm able to finish this by some miracle, it's 23rd, I'm going to try and like polish what I already have tonight. I'm recording at night, yeah. I'm going to try and see if I can polish what I already have and maybe finish it by 25th so I can do like an editing and objective reading. I don't think I have enough time to give anybody to read, but I might give one or two people. Honestly, what the heck, I'm just going to submit. But if I'm able to do all of that, I think I need to start doing some brain exercises. Because honestly, I love academia. I see myself being a professor someday. I see myself as a lecturer, like teaching. And I know I'm super good at it. I am a mentor, for those of you guys who didn't know this, but I'm a mentor to like few law students across the country. And let me gas myself up. I do know how to teach. I deliver like knowledge and I teach them and they understand. I gotten positive feedbacks and even I've had like several learning process, like several learning curves. That's not to say I haven't. So I do see myself in academia and it's really hurt me right now to feel like I'm very dumb. You know, because like which professor is not capable of writing an article? Oh my god, my brain is just and this podcast is already turning into a rant. But yay, hello guys, welcome. For those of you who don't know, this is not your average podcast. Like, you're not going to get, this is not a scripted podcast. We literally just sit and chat about life, you know. It's not perfect. As much as I'm a perfectionist, this is, I love the imperfection in this podcast. So if you're looking for the perfect scripted podcast, this is not for you. My people understand. So god, I had a train of thought and just left. Oh yeah, it rained. Oh my god, you guys, I love the rain. I love, like, in a year for me, it's like it's deep. Like in a year I usually get like super depressed and whatnot, but during the rainy season, especially when it's actively raining, I feel healing, if that makes sense. Like even the thunder, I like the lightning, I like the breeze, the smell, the rain. Overnight, sign me up. Early in the morning, sign me up. Like, I love rain anytime, and the rain has officially started. I love. Oh, I love myself, my lovey. And it's really, like, it was really nice. Last night was beautiful for me. The first time it rained during Ramadan, we didn't get rain in our area. Somebody said because we are wicked, but we didn't get rain in our area. So, and it drizzled here and there during Ramadan towards the end. But yesterday was full on rain, and I'm happy because it has started. So, yay. Anyways, what's happening? What's been happening? Today I was woken up. Let me not say I was woken up, but the first thing I saw when I entered Instagram was this video of this girl from Lead British. For those of you guys who live in Abuja or know Abuja, you know Lead British. Well, allegedly, it does look like they are school because of the uniform. But this girl's from Lead British bullying another girl and repeatedly hitting her across the face. Like slapping and slapping and slapping. They slapped her so hard a lot of times. And my poor sis just sat there. And I totally understand because, like, if she was to beat or fight back, they were gonna beat her mercilessly. And I just feel like everybody should be held accountable for the person recording, the people, like, while not actively participating, but they just sat down there, the people slapping her. Honestly, they really should get arrested of all of them. They really should get arrested of all of them, because hell to the f***ing know. Like, if I was her mom, oh my god, like, I'm slapping the slapping girl's mom on sight. As soon as I come to school, I'm slapping your mom on sight, because I'm not going to hit you. I'm not your size, so, but I can face your mom. I'm treating her up. Like, I'm not. I'm so pissed. Like, ha. And then the girl had the audacity to do a fake ass video talking about I sincerely apologize. Fuck out of here. Like, see, I'm swelling up and down. I'm so pissed. Like, and I'm sorry to say this, but it usually be the rich people's schools. No offense. Like, you think that the money made them posh and have new manners, but no, they be turning on their own. That's how these girls were bullying in, which year was it? My sister said, in Turkish, NTIC, and they used to bully and do under the fan. All of you are mad, I swear. Like, see, I'm not the one. Oh my god, because I was watching the video and I'm just imagining my baby sister being bullied. I don't think I'll be able to act like a matured adult. I probably have to sleep on it, because I can come to school and just slap a girl on sight. I know myself and I know the level of anger. I will just destabilize the whole school. Oh my god, I will sue them to their fourth generation will be paying the money. Like, I'm so, can you tell I'm so pissed? If you guys haven't, I'm not even asking you to see this, but like, if you're interested, it's another hibiscus. Talking about hibiscus, one thing else, another thing that makes me excited about the rain is the hibiscus tree. Or like people call it hibiscus tree. Those red ones that you see only during the rainy season, and it's everywhere, and it makes me so happy. Like, in the future, I want to live in a place that is covered in them, like that tree and the cherry blossom tree. I just found out that it grows in Lagos. There's a cherry blossom tree in Unilag, so you can grow in Lagos, and apparently it's like 50k per seed pack. As soon as I have some miscellaneous money to do that, I'm getting me some cherry blossom seedlings or seeds, because I love the idea of a seasonal, like, tree, because when that season comes, it makes me so happy, and it just, like, talks about the evolution of life, you know? Like, you have the hibiscus tree, it's vivid, like, blood orange. And it shines during the rainy season, and as soon as the rain goes, after like few weeks, it's gone. It's all, like, every single thing falls from the tree, and you just have like the tree. Okay, let me take a break. It's time to play. I'll be back like in a second for you guys. I need to go pray. I'm back, and I honestly can't remember what it was I was talking about, but right now I am rewatching my comfort show, or what was my comfort show at some point, which is Supernatural, and I just like I skip some seasons occasionally, but I used to really like binge on Supernatural. I started like watching it again. Anyways, somebody sent me, actually a few people sent me this cruises video, or during the cruise video, and I have opinions about it. I don't really know if this is the right podcast to talk about it, but let me let you guys listen to it, and or listen to the part, the one that people sent to me, and I'll just say a few things. I'm not really going to go into it as much, just a little bit here and there.
Abortion does not necessarily mean that you don't have conscience. There can be empathy in abortion.
A society that has accepted to legalize abortion, I will tell you right away that this is a demonically oriented, sophisticated manipulation.
Criminalizing abortion is not going to stop women from having abortion. A woman can get pregnant by any means. It could be through rape. Are you a woman, sir?
You had a child through rape, and so you feel that you have to terminate it. You don't have the moral justification to terminate that child. You kill your conscience and now spill innocent blood. I'm exasperated. I don't like that.
Part of my superpowers as a woman is that I can give life and I can take it.
Wow. You amaze me.
See, Bam, when it comes to this abortion thing, I just feel like people are going to just come for my neck. But honestly, how did they talk in English? Making abortion illegal, like she rightly said, doesn't mean that women are not doing abortion. Me, I'm pro, allow the women to do what the women want to do. And this man, I feel like he's talking from a place of madness and probably religious biases, and that's why he's talking the way he is. Now, everybody knows that Nigeria wants to act like the most religious country on this earth, but we all know that that's actually far from the truth. Nigerians generally have this approach to almost everything, quote unquote, immoral, or like everything. They have this approach of, if I don't see it, it's not happening, so we're not going to talk about it, we're just going to pretend that it's not happening. When you make abortion illegal, like, I feel like obviously it's men that do this, make these rules and whatnot. When you make abortion illegal, I don't think the men are actually thinking about the whole concept of abortion from the women's point of view, or even better to take into account the women's point of view. Somebody brought up rape. Do you really expect somebody who was raped to, how do you think she would feel to actually carry this baby to, or carry this fetus to term, birth this fetus, and have to raise this child? Like, some people can do it, not everybody can, but would you rather have a woman who is physically and emotionally invested in their child, or a woman who now gives birth to a child that it completely hates? And let's not even for it to be deep, I feel like it's quite wicked for you to subject a woman who was raped, except she decides to keep it, but I don't think it's anybody's opinion what she want to do with that, like the precautions, or like what comes out of it. Like, she doesn't have to now look looking at that child. From an Islamic point of view, I'm not going to call it abortion, but before the is birth in,
this person shouting,
okay, Uga. And I'm really trying not to get into the Islamic point of view as much, because you can go and do your own little research. Again, this one is coming from a legal perspective, considering I did study medical law, albeit not in Nigeria. But a fetus is a fetus, a child is a child. And a fetus is a fetus, is a fetus, and not a child, necessarily. And I know that in the UK, abortion is legal until after like the 24th week, if I've not forgotten everything that I don't read. But yeah, abortion is allowed until a certain point, right? So, and there can be different reasons. If you fall under section 110D, you can abort. There are different reasons why women abort. Not every woman is quote unquote promiscuous, and that one is even as very subjective. Sometimes you have fetal deformities, like serious intense deformities, which is picked up at a very early stage, in which case some women opt to abort because rather than being a child that you can't really take care of just to come and suffer. Now that's one. I have my own, like, I feel like it's totally subjective. Do you get, like, my brain is telling me under the UK law you can totally, under section 110D you can abort, but again my own morals is telling me another thing. But honestly, to each his own. And I feel like last it comes down to that point, you know, to each his own. Women who decide to do this are not foolish. I feel like at the end of the day, maybe my approach to life generally is just like hyper mind your own business. But I like to think that a girl or a woman who wants to undergo abortion has the autonomy to actually say, I want to go and undergo an abortion. And it's always the men that want to talk about, but that's a baby, you're killing. No, you're not killing, it's a fetus. And even if she was to kill inside her ear, it's not born yet. See, is it your sin? If you're looking at it from a religious perspective, let women breathe. Let women breathe. So there are several controversies and considerations regarding termination of pregnancy for fetal anomalies in Islam. And there, go to the internet, there's a plethora of articles regarding that. So yeah, I just feel like it's very hypocritical though when I hear people say, oh yeah, you're killing the baby, sir. Are you devoid of any sin? Like, I'm not saying it is a sin or it's not a sin, but before we throw the stone, maybe they look where they throw the stone, is what I'm trying to say. Whenever these type of topics come on, whether it has to do with morality or immorality or ethical or unethical, things like this, people want to be hypocritical and talk like they have never engaged in. Like, if you are somebody who don't do what they do, then that's fine. But even with that, don't be acting so self-righteous. I feel like life is such that you need to just like calm down and breathe. But when I see people who want to pick and choose, I just feel a bit of ache, because you want to talk, really. You really want to talk. So there's this article on PubMed Central. It's called Induced Abortion from an Islamic Perspective, Is it Criminal or Just? Elective. And they talk about how, like, globally there are 50 million unborn babies are killed annually, resulting in death of 200,000 pregnant women and suffering of millions. That's where I'm going. That's why I always, whenever you ask, always like pro abortion being legalized, because it really does save us from a lot of botched abortions and unfortunate events. I'm not saying you should carry women and take them to the abortion place, right? But do you know the complications from illegal abortion? They are very serious. Abortion is still used in many countries as a means of family planning. There are other medical reasons for abortion. So, like I said, but again, there's this argument that what would constitute like a medical, maybe deformity or something, where you then need to undergo abortion. I have forgotten some of the things I don't really need. But then again, there was a time when in the UK, when this law was passed, people were basically opting to abort for something as small as a cleft lip. If you don't know what cleft lip is, you should check it out. But somebody will argue that that's quite basic. Like, there are surgeries now to correct that. So, you know, people shouldn't get obsessed with, quote unquote, making a perfect child, that something as basic as a cleft lip will make you tap out. However, there have been very intense, like, deformities, like mentally deformed, physically deformed, like just terrible deformities, and in which case you then have to abort, right? For those people that opt to do that. And then you have cases where maybe a woman is pregnant with like several fetuses. So let's say she's having like 7 kids. This has happened. The actual case law, I just can't remember the case off the top of my head. If you want me to, I'm not going to do it. Go and research. I'm not going to do any episode talking about case law with you. Go and research. Anywho, there's this case. I think the woman was pregnant like 8 babies or 7 babies, something like that. And literally, all of them couldn't survive because it's like they didn't have enough oxygen or something. Something shall was not right, and some of the babies got to go so that the other can live. Should she then force herself to carry the baby by force to tap and die and have all 7 babies die? Like, I'm giving you guys a scenario so you can actually open up your brains and just like think a bit before you start throwing some stones, you know. So in that case, would you then put the right to life, since we all want to talk about right to life?
So really, it begs for the question of whose right to life are you going to prioritize? Are you going to now prioritize the right to life of the 2 fetuses who are barely hanging on over the right to life of the 5 remaining fetuses who are strong enough to come to term and their mother's life because of your sentiments? Or would you now jeopardize everybody's right to life because, God forbid, she aborts and force her to carry off 7 fetuses to term, risking complications where she loses all 7 of them and her life? Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Since you are shouting anti-abortion, would you rather all 7 kids die, since we want to call them kids? Again, selective approach, but like, if the baby is quote unquote, would you rather, what would you rather do? It's the question. What would you rather do? So I said, let me do a quick like dive, because the Virgo in me refused to agree that I actually forgot everything that I was taught in the uni. So under the abortion act of 1961, this is UK legislation, you have section 11D that says you can abort, basically, subject to the provisions of this section, a person shall not be guilty of an offense under the law relating to abortion when a pregnancy is terminated by a registered medical practitioner if 2 registered medical practitioners are of the opinion, formed in good faith, that there is a substantial risk that if the child were born, it would suffer from such physical or mental abnormalities as to be seriously handicapped. Sprinkle, sprinkle. Think about that. 1. And in the UK, it's actually, you can't go above 24 week mark. I think I said 20 earlier, it's 24, I can't remember. But yeah, 24 week mark. So that the pregnancy is section 1D, sorry, 1A, that the pregnancy has not exceeded its 24th week, and that the continuance of the pregnancy would involve risk greater than if the pregnancy were terminated of injury to the physical or mental health of the pregnant woman or any existing child and children of her family. This is bringing back good memories. So there are some memories of like reading UK legislation and just like reading case law, and how like, I remember there was this case with Lady Hale, and how I think the woman wanted to abort a child, and all the men lawmakers were talking about how like, no, she can't abort. But then, okay, yeah, I did say I wasn't gonna do case law with you guys, so. But yeah, like, I'm just trying to open your mind to the fact that there are different reasons why somebody might want to abort, so we shouldn't necessarily be judging. I feel like when abortion is being brought up, everybody just assumes, oh, she went to Wobe, she fornicated, she has a baby, and yeah, she didn't want to deal with the consequences of her action. In those cases, okay, me myself, I'd judge a bit, because in those cases, like, did you not know what a condom was? Like, did you not know what an IUD is? You know those people that actually don't give a shit? have unprotected sex with their chests, knowing fully well that there's a like 9 months delivery. Like, I don't know how people, like, you know there's going to be a problem with something and you decide to do it to your full chest knowing there's going to be a problem with it. Sometimes I'm just like, how dumb can you be, you know? In those cases, it's not like I judge, it's just I give you a look. So anyways, I'm just trying to say, not every scenario is that, and even if it was, I give you a look, but like, really, what's my business is what I'm trying to say. It's left for you. Whether I consider it a sin is your sin, not mine. Whether I think you are whatever is, and I really wish that we would take more of that kind of approach. For me, I love to talk about section 1 1D. I think I wrote a whole ass article about it when I was in uni. God, you see what I'm telling you guys? I used to be smart, y'all. And I'm so dumb. Should I continue reading? So 2 is saying, or 1 2 is saying, in determining whether the continuance of a pregnancy would involve such risk of injury to health as is mentioned in paragraph A or B of section 1 of this section, accounts may be taken of the pregnant woman's actual or reasonable foreseeable environment. See, this is some good stuff, but it took us down a rabbit hole, which I don't really want to do right now. So yeah, and if you want the Islamic perspective on abortion, you know, many schools of Islamic jurisprudence would actually accept that abortion is permitted if continuing the pregnancy would actually put the mother's life in real danger. This is the only reason accepted for abortion after 120 days of the pregnancy, while some Muslim law, like some schools of Muslim law, permits abortion in the first 16 weeks of pregnancy, while others only permit it in the first 7 weeks. So really, like, I can't really talk about other religions, so I'm sorry, I don't have facts, except you want me to look it up for you, in which case I actually said I'm not going to look it up or do too much for this episode. So, but I'm giving you all these like little tidbits, and at the end of the day, regarding even when, you know, there are all these quote-unquote Muslims school of thoughts, so that's the Hanafi, Sufi, like all them school of thoughts, is literally up to you and your situation. But I do see where that man is coming from, in the sense that it makes sense that he talked the way he talked. Most Nigerians talk like that, actually. The same way every time I talk about having sex education in schools, people will talk about, oh no, you're spoiling the children, oh, people should not do that, you're going to open, you think, are you f***ing kidding me? Okay, let's do this again. Are you fudging kidding me? Do you really think that your children don't know all these things? It's in the movies they're watching. Would you rather like give them an informed like conversation surrounding sex than let them learn about it from their friends or in person or through haram things or like porn and stuff, which is not realistic anyways, and it's not the proper way for you to learn about stuff. I just feel like, and you see, there's this shame about menstrual cycle, sex, pregnancy, that I just don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me, because this is natural stuff. The more you talk about it, the more you remove that mystical, like, oh, giggle, giggle, ee-hee, about it, because now we're talking about it with biology. It's not that serious. I'm not asking you to come and do practicals on what you want. But Nigerians want to talk about, oh, you're going to spoil the kids, go for pee. But like, you, sir, are doing the bloody most. You shouldn't be throwing stones. The castle built of glass. And I feel like that's the hypocrisy of Nigerians. And honestly, it's doing us a big disservice. Because nowadays, you see all these kids with their phones. They can Google stuff and find stuff. And now they don't even have to Google or find stuff. God forbid your friend, like your child or your little brother or whatever, or your little sister, wants to download Jujutsu Kaisen. Before you know, they're going to see a picture telling them, Jessica, down the streets in your area, in your location, want to f***. And the picture is not actually like decent, which leads to curiosity and clicks, and then your eye have opened and everything. So it's better. Again, this we're gonna do another whole topic about like parental control and vetoing and stuff, because I strongly believe in it. I check every single thing my baby sister watches, sites and stuff. She doesn't watch certain cartoons. I won't let her, like, so that's different. But all I'm just gonna say, I'm tired of talking about this thing. You should just use your brains and less of acting hypocritical, you know. But I really appreciate people sending me this stuff. It's fun. I don't think I'm going to do a full-on episode about it, but yeah, I think I ended up doing a bit of a scribble. There's another clip pertaining the same subject matter. Hey, I'm writing articles. See, I'm just dropping like legal gems. There's another video or reel pertaining the same like subject. So let's play for the heck of it, you know.
As a human being, what difference would it make? Oh my God! Yes, society would continue. Now you have this child, you are angry. You know that rape now is not you. You could even be a virgin and you get raped. All the pain that you are bringing, all the trauma, you are looking at that child. You are putting all of your pain on an innocent child that could have just gone JJ. A damaged child then grows up to become a dangerous man and then damages another female child who grows up to be another dangerous woman that damages another male child, and the cycle continues. It's a choice to keep a child. If my mom did not make that choice for me to be here, I won't be. I'm also of the opinion that abortion reduces poverty rate, exactly. Especially in this Nigeria.
Yes,
because the cost of bringing a child to the world and training a child is not a joke. If you can avoid it, then please do.
Is he even? Oh, I said I was tired of talking about it, but like this particular clip, I have a few things to say. First of all, I don't know what sister meant by damaged child and damaged, like when she said, you know, a child that is damaged and this and that. I don't quite get what she means. If she means like abnormalities, like medical abnormalities, I wouldn't call that damaged. I feel like that's not the right political word. Anyways, I don't think she meant like physical abnormalities as damaged. I feel like she means hereditary rape tendencies, like hereditary, like paternal, I don't know how to call it, but like I feel like she means hereditary rape tendencies. And as far as I know, that's not passed on. Just because somebody was raped and they gave birth to a child as a result of said rape doesn't mean that the child is going to grow up a rapist, and really need to fix that misconception. I take offense to that. But like the part about talking about like how you see the child and the child brings bad memories and stuff, I totally get that. But talking about the child as if the child is going to become a rapist just because there is like result of rape, that's really not fair. And talking about like poverty and whatnot, I mean, I did just read the UK legislation and stuff that said like you can't like raise a child and whatnot. But again, me personally, I feel like if you're an adult, so like you know what to do if you don't want a child, if you can't show that you've taken the necessary steps, so because who sent you the child or fetus or whatever did not send you, so you have gone ahead to do what you did. Again, within those like laws that bind you, like for me, Islamic law binds me, so whatever I do, I would always be within those like laws. And I did just read you guys, like different school of thoughts have different things and yada yada yada, so it's not absolutely like completely unattainable. But do did you try to maybe IUD? Did you use a condom? Did you tie your tubes? Did you get vasectomy? You can't be sitting down doing nothing and talking about, oh, I'm too poor for this child. Did you not? Anyways, I feel like my judgment is coming. So. Again, minding my business, but that's what I think about that. I think they said other things that I wanted to talk about. You see, this argument, if I was not here, society would continue. I feel like it would open up the whole argument of like, oh yeah, like, do what you want. But again, we live in a society where it's like, do what you want. It's your life, what you get. Again, that's why I always say we don't need to judge and just like, we can be minding our business. It is her life. She has the body. Again, for you to do it within the laws that bind you. So yeah, it's not my business. If she wanna do the body, is if she wanna like get rid of the child, would you rather she goes to a hospital and have it done by a medical practitioner a proper way where it doesn't have any risk to her life, or would you rather she tries to rip out the child with a hanger like uni girls do, quote unquote, and bleeds to death and die? And let's not be wicked about our choice, you see. And she's totally right. You can be a virgin and be raped. Everybody can be raped. Like, it has even gotten to a very drastic, it's not a thing of like, honestly, you may need to fix up because what the fuck? Hey, what the fudge? Anyways, like, I feel like people have this misconception that, oh, you were raped because you were asking for it. And Nigerian men do believe, Nigerian men and women, shameful, shameful, shameful women. Some of you guys actually believe, yeah, you were raped because you were asking for it. There's this guy, when I was doing my externship all those years ago, his fear like this, he always talk nonsense on his social media. There was, I don't know if it was a scandal or something, but something happened where, you know, somebody was talking about, is it that, I think, or is this house or something, and women, the talk was about sex workers who were raped, and this idiot imbecile had the audacity and temerity to talk about a sex worker can be raped because, like, you're a sex worker. That's the dumbest, one of the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. So yeah, she's right in the sense that, you know, this misconception and shame about like, oh, you were raped, so it means like you must have been wearing this, you must have been asking for it. You can't be a virgin and be raped. You don't use to discriminate useless men are useless men. I get her cycle, and to be fair, it's not the full video I'm watching. Maybe she said something that made sense before she started talking about damaged child. I want to know the context with which she's talking about damaged child. But honestly, I don't think I'm gonna watch the video because I don't want to be pissed. I feel like these Johnny Cruz videos usually provoke, it usually takes the piss. So yeah, I'm not gonna watch it. Let me just give her the benefit of the doubt and say that she was talking about something that made sense before she started talking about damage. But yeah, it is actually a cycle. A cycle of abuse, because if you force a woman that was raped to have a child, I mean, you can, okay, actually, some rape you might not be able to tell, in the sense that, like, when I mean tell, I'm talking about, like, physical, there's a word for it, but, like, scratches and ripping of clothes and stuff. You can start having consensual sex with somebody, and in the middle of the sex you say no and they go ahead to rape you. It's rape. If you don't want to agree, it's your business. It's rape. So it's not in every case that you see like you can do like a rape kit and carry all the like ripped clothes and everything. So I guess have to like circle that she's talking about. Is she talking about like family planning or abortion? Because with family planning, you don't actually take in, do you? Oh, it's a little bit hard. See, I'm like, I don't know, Sean. This is the flip side argument, so I'm just gonna let you guys listen to it.
Trying to have children, and they can't have children. Then you are getting children back to back, and you are killing them. They murder them.
Oh, sorry. So, I'm sorry.
You can't give the child what you think that the child needs. See, you don't have to raise the child if you don't have what it takes to raise the child.
MTN, Sammy is turning on your own because I'm playing directly from Instagram.
They murder them because you feel that you can't give the child what you think that the child needs. See, you don't have to raise the child if you don't have what it takes to raise the child.
The video refused to play, but I guess she's talking about like, maybe orphanage and whatnot. I get it. I get where she's coming from. And it's sad from the point of view of somebody that actually wants to have kids. But on the at the risk of sounding like a BITCH. So what did she do? You, she have child, she don't want a child. Like, okay, so like, do you get? I don't know, you guys.
Trying to have children, and they can't have children. Then you are getting children back to back, and you are killing them. They murder them. Because you feel that you can't give the child what you think that the child needs.
Oh, it keeps hooking here. She talks about you don't have to raise a child and this and that. You guys should go and watch the video, honestly. I don't want to give too much commentary. So you guys are watching, maybe you guys should go watch the video. I feel like this is such an interesting topic. She said you don't have to raise the child. If you can't raise the child, you can give the child out. Yeah, she's right, because people die from abortion because they use hunger and they use pills that they don't even know what to do. Women are dying from abortion because they go and buy pills from pharmacies, or they use hunger, or they throw themselves down the stairs. Like, women are dying because they keep doing it. It's an illegal method of like aborting. You get, so I've heard stories of women throwing themselves down the staircase, which you can break your neck during way and die. Throwing yourself off the balcony, you can die. Using hunger or like a rod, ugh, that's so painful and just not. And they die, or they go and mix the pharmacy to mix them whatever they mix, and they take it and they die. But if it were legalized, within, you can even make like limitations. That's the thing about law. Like, you don't have to totally, you don't have to totally allow something. You can make limitations and like a particular scope with which, you know, you can make limitations. Do you get this? Take example, the UK system. It goes from section 1A, B, C, D. You have limitations to it. You don't have to. You can make limitations to it. You don't have to totally assay everybody about working. If you people are so pissed like that, you want to curb it. But legalizing abortion will save a lot of lives. True. Leaving it illegal would cause women to keep having abortions the wrong way and they're gonna die. True. So yeah, it's really up to the society to decide what they want to do.
Any society that accepts abortion has created that for every life you take, you have like for every life you take, you have taken 5 years out of your life. Like the what you live for 45 years, you're living is not tells
any society that accepts abortion has created a culture where life is disposable, like a tissue paper. Come on.
Is it that we no longer have a conscience? Like, we don't have conscience. Like, we can just do anything at will. If it's something good, why did the government legalize even before we were born?
All this one is sentiments, although I totally get where they're coming from. And I'm not going to lie, I feel like I'm talking a lot from a detached perspective and from a legal practitioner's perspective as well. But they are right in the sense that definitely there's, they are right in the sense that there's always going to be a floodgate argument with law. Like, I know for a fact that as soon as it is allowed or whatnot, you see women just entering. And men will take advantage. I'm not gonna lie, men will take advantage. Oh yeah, no, let's just, we don't need to use a condom because you can, I'll take you to, you know, you can, let's just do this here. I'll take you where you go and you flush it down. It's become something, and you can agree or not, but Nigeria is such an unruly country. I don't really trust us to have sex. That's the one of the reasons why I would be anti-abortion. Nigerians don't know how to take things small. Honestly, we have this greedy, to an extent, we have this greedy vibe with almost everything. You can't give Nigerians an inch, they take the bloody street and the next street and the whole area. So just because of that, that's one of the main reasons why I see it as a problematic law, because from a legal perspective and just looking at us as Nigerians, the moment you allow this law, hey, people will not even, I feel like one of the things that even ginger people to wear condoms is more the pregnancy than the infection. That's how bad I think it is. I believe that it's more about the pregnancy than the infection. I believe there are a lot of people that are scared more about the pregnancy than infection. So one thing that can happen for sure if you allow abortion is the, oh, and you don't need to use condom now, you can just like go to, you know, the clinic. And my dear, that doesn't just open the problem of people like pouring into abortion clinics, it also opens the problem of a lot of like sexually transmitted diseases, because as of now we are still like teaching girls to stay strong in their conviction to use a condom and not allow the men to take advantage of them, not allow the men to lie to them and tell them, oh, you don't need it, it's not sweet, it's not this, it's not that. So we are still trying to educate the girls. Now imagine there's a way to like stop, you know, even the plan B and whatnot, like day after pill and whatnot. People are like aggressively exploiting it. So yeah, I see their point. About the conscience, I feel like it's a subjective thing. Your conscience meter might not necessarily be my own conscience meter. So again, it will have to be you minding your business and me going to my hell or not. Stuff for life is not a portion. I don't do that. I'm just talking for I'm just talking the example. You know, you just have to allow the girl to decide what she want to do. God, I have a bad headache. I'm tired of talking about this, you guys. I'm so tired of this conversation. If you want, you can check Join the Cruise on Instagram. It's a really good page. I think it's hilarious that their marker is bakery. And yeah, talking about bakery, finally moving on. There's this cake I saw on the bake shop. Let me check the bake shop. Honestly, I can't remember the name of this Instagram page, but this baker that lives in Lagos and he bakes beautiful like stuff. Oh, I forgot the name. Honestly, I can't find him. It's not the bake shop, but he bakes this really amazing like stuff. And I saw the most like delicious, oh, mouth watering, melt in your mouth chocolate cake from him. And I just knew that it was slap. And I've been thinking about this chocolate cake. And I don't know how I'll find myself in Lagos. I don't even know how much is this chocolate cake. But I know for a fact I want to eat this chocolate cake. Oh, God. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I feel like I did lots of rants and just like giving you law and stuff. Please don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. I'm a dumb girl. I'm just a tired Nigerian girl who happens to be dumb, just talking shit over this microphone. So please, don't look at me like I know what I'm talking about. And let me just use this medium to announce something quite sad, I think. Well, sad for me because I miss talking to you guys. But I'm going to be taking a break. Like, I'll take a long break. A bit of a long break. It's really much needed. You probably get episodes for a Broken People's Playlist. I'll try to get that to you over the weekend, or I may make that the Monday episode. I really don't know how that would work for now, but I've been fighting a war, and yeah, I'm at the mark where I really need to take a break. But when I'm back, after things get better during the break, I'm going to make sure that I come back with really nice episodes. So as soon as I sort out what I'm supposed to sort out, I would do nice recordings. I'll have hot topics for you guys. And I'm going to batch produce, I think. The reason why I never like batch produce, why if I'm not able to record, you don't get an episode, is because this podcast is literally hot topics and vibes. So I don't really like talking to you guys about this. I like to talk about stuff when it happens, and should I bulk record, then I wouldn't be able to talk about it when it happened. All my episode will sound like pre-recorded, and then probably an intro where I talk about like stuff that has happened or like stuff that's currently happening. And I like the idea that I can just sit down and chat to you guys about my day and put in something that is actually happening in the society, and you know, just freestyle it without a script and whatnot. So yeah, but I'll try to bulk record what and it bulk recorded, and I'm not going to put a date on it, just to be on the safe side. But yeah, y'all hear from me when next year. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please like, subscribe, share, do all the good stuff, and I'll be back soon, inshallah.